Hallelujah. Jesus is in the house. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's not hard to find. Amen. You know, you could always find Jesus He wasn't in the palace. You couldn't find him there. He wasn't with the high and mighty. He wasn't found in the biggest church in town, but he was always found with the hungry people, with the thirsty people, with poor people. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. And that's where Jesus is at today. He's in this place. He's with those that love him. He's with those that preaches the truth. Amen. If you want Jesus, you've got to have the truth with that, because God and his word is inseparable. And we preach the truth here. Amen. We love the truth here. Hallelujah. This is the church. We imitate the church that was born on the day of Pentecost. There's not another one. There's one Lord. There's one faith and one baptism. Amen. Hallelujah. There's no other church but that one that was bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Oh, this is the church I want to be a part of. Hallelujah. Because we're in a time where Satan is doing, amen, some terrible things. But we're in a safe place today. Amen. We're in a safe place today. Lord bless you. You may be seated. First of all, I want to give honor to my wonderful pastor. I love Brother Copeland. Amen. I tell everywhere I go that he's my best friend. Amen. He's my pastor first. He made that clear one time. Amen. I said, I ain't your friend. I'm your pastor. And I thought, I got it figured out. Amen. He's my pastor first. If he needs to do some correction and preach to me the truth, that's first. Amen. We ain't got no special connections here where you get by with something. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God he's my pastor. Amen. Aren't you thankful for your pastor this morning? I love him and I give honor to him today. I'm so glad that he came a few weeks ago to Mexico, and we had some wonderful services, and we just about wore him out, pulling him here and there, and thank God he survived it. Amen. Actually, he come through and with glorious colors, and amen, he did wonderful. Amen. Our churches down there has benefited him being there, and I'm so thankful that he came. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you, I love this church. Amen. I've got a probably 20-something years of my heart and my life in this place. And I love this church. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all love me? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm sure glad, and I sure appreciate your prayers and your support. Amen. Hallelujah. I sure do love all of these Hispanic faces I'm seeing in here. Amen. Hallelujah. Yo amo los Hispanos. Gloria a Dios. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I have something. I thought it might be more appropriate for a Thursday night or something, but you know what? God's word is powerful. Amen. And you know, preaching, there's a purpose for preaching. Amen. And preaching is designed to do some things to us. Amen. The real purpose for preaching and the Spirit of the Lord moving, you know, the Word of the Lord and the Spirit of the Lord goes hand in hand. And it's the purpose is to save us. Amen. It's to turn, number one, it is to turn on the light and show us where we are really at. Amen. But then it's the second thing is to show us where we need to be. Amen. The preaching of the word is to show us where we are and then where we need to go. Amen. A lot of times we're not where we're supposed to be. Amen. The preaching of the word of God is to show us, to show what we really are, to take our heart out. Amen. And show us, to turn the light on in our heart and show us, amen, our heart's condition. Amen. To show us the sin, the wrong, the deception. You know, the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. And we can be confused sometimes. We think we're all right. But the Word of God and the preaching of the Word of God is to manifest and show our heart and how God sees our heart. But then that's not the end. Amen. He wants, through the preaching, to give the solution. Amen. He wants to give the remedy to our sin, sick heart and our deceived heart. Amen. The purpose of preaching is to save us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to go to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Amen. In verse 1, a very familiar scripture. Deuteronomy 6 and verse 1. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord. We got it on the screen. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither you go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son's son, hallelujah, thou son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Here it is. First commandment. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. It didn't say, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is a Trinity, three persons. He said, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And this is the first commandment. This is the principal commandment. And thou shalt, oh, there's another part. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. This is the other part of the commandment. It's a commandment. It's a commandment to love the Lord. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently. Everybody say diligently. Unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. Now let me put it in modern English. God is, his first commandment is to know that there is one Lord, and you are to love him with all of your heart and soul and mind and strength. And you repeat this to your children when they get up, whenever they lay down, when they go out, whenever they come in, when they sit down to eat, amen, you let them know there is one Lord and you better love him with all. It's to be passed down from one generation to the next generation. God did not want the next two or three generations to lose this. We have got to still preach this, or the next generation will lose it. I think it was a great thing that my wife's parents did whenever they said the blessing, after they got done telling the blessing for the food. They said, hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. Amen. I'm glad they put that in my wife. Amen. Hallelujah. It's passed down from generation. It's supposed to be passed down from generation to generation. Don't forget it. There's one Lord, and you better love him. Now, this is the first and the principal commandment, and it's reiterated in the New Testament, Mark chapter 12. Mark chapter 12. Amen. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 12 and verse 28. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Now, this is not just simply 1 through 10, like my wife gives me a list and buy potatoes and carrots and some onions. No, this is the principle. In Spanish, it says, es el principal mandamiento. That means it is the first and the most important commandment. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. Hallelujah. And verse 3. Matthew 24 and verse 3. This is... And as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? Now let's jump down to verse 12. This is one of the signs. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. We're in the end. And that's what's happening today. Amen. 1 John 1. I'm not going to read all of the Bible, just almost all of it. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1. Amen. Bear with me. We'll be done reading the Bible in just a moment. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. Beautiful portion of scripture here. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. What is the light? Light is truth. Light is the word of God. Light is honesty. If we are honest, if we walk in his truth of his word, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from sin. Now, whenever we start to, who, me? I mean, not me. It's his fault. You know, then the blood can't cover. We have to walk in the light. We have to be truthful. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Chapter 2, 1 John chapter 2, my little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him and keep not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God. Everybody say, the love of God. Perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. Now, let's jump down to 15. This is it. The end of my scripture reading here for the moment. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world. I want to preach the love of the Father versus the love of the world. God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would anoint every ear, every heart. Speak to us today. Anoint me, Jesus, to preach your word in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Move in this place. Save us, Lord. Fix our hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We love you. We love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let's clap our hands to the Lord today. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I want to tell you the biggest problem we have in our church in Mexico. And you know what? I believe it's the same thing here in a lot of places this day. Amen. It's that many who come through the doors of our church, they very quickly go right back out. as if they had never had an encounter with truth, as though they had never had an encounter with the Holy Ghost, that great gift, amen, the best that heaven has to offer. And they receive it, and then they go right back out. We had a lady recently that received the Holy Ghost. She shouted all over the place when I baptized her in Jesus' name. Amen. She fell back in the water speaking in tongues, got a beautiful experience. She has turned her back. She's walked out of the church. She does not want anybody to even call her or contact her. And you don't believe that hurts. Amen. The second thing is we have a lot of people that comes to church. Amen. And they come to church and they get all emotional and they sing the songs and they even pray in the altar and God even touches them, but they're in and out and they're unstable. They're unstable. They don't continue. They're in and out. They're up and down. Amen. They're constantly unfaithful to church. You have to call them. You have to beg them. Please come to church. What's going on? And there's many, many, many reasons that are given. The reasons are offenses. That's one of the big deals in our church. People get offended because the fly flew. They get offended over anything. Amen. If you don't shake their hand, or if Sister So-and-so kind of gave them a look or whatever, they get offended and they don't want to come back. It's not convenient. The Hispanics, they say that a lot of times. No me conviene, pastor. It's not convenient. It's just not convenient. It's too far. We got a big old bus. We put diesel in it. We got a brother that gets up, Brother Gerardo. He gets up early in the morning. He drives that big old thing over there to practically on their doorstep. And blows that horn. And it's just not convenient, pastor. They don't even have to buy the diesel on the thing. But they can't come to church because it's too far. It's not convenient. It's, your church is too strict. We don't like holiness. Well, get ready. Your flesh don't like the holiness of God. It has to be crucified. We've got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. To make us holy. It's raining. We can't come to church because it's raining. It's too cold. It's too hot. Now, we have mild temperatures there. We never have snow. We don't ever get temperatures up in the 90s, almost never. Yeah. Ooh. But it's too hot. It's too cold. The chairs are not soft enough. You know, it's just mandados. We got things to do, mandados. Why didn't you come to church? We got a mandado. We got something to do. What'd you have to do? We had something to do. It's just always something to do. Salvin told me that one time. I got so aggravated at him. I said, man, how come you didn't come to church? I said, but what did you do, mandavo? Why ain't you coming to church, mandavo? That's it. Thank God we finally got him converted. Hallelujah. You know, we don't have time, pastor. We don't have time. Oh, we're so busy, pastor. Oh, we're so busy. We got to work, you know. We don't have time, et cetera, you know. And it just goes on and on. And some of them, they don't come to church because what other people think. There's a law over there. It's the law of Parangarico, where they live. And if somebody feels like they shouldn't go, we can't go to church because they're going to talk about us. And it's mommy, and it's daddy, and it's sister, and it's brother, and that's the children. And we can't come because of all of this. But you want to know something? I got a revelation. Y'all want to hear my profound revelation? It really ain't all of that profound. You know what the problem is? And it's none of those things. The real true reason is because they don't have a love of the Father. They don't have a love of the Father. They love the world or something that's in the world. The lust of the eyes. The pride of life. Lust of the flesh. The pride of life. That's what got Eve, you know. Those three things still work on us today. You know, that fruit looked good. And that fruit, he said, oh, and it tastes good. And she's sitting there wiping her mouth. Ooh, I want that. And besides all that, if you eat that, you're smart as God. Who? I want to be intelligent. The pride of life. Those things is what trips us up. Amen. In some form or fashion, that is the way that we fall, is through the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Amen. Amen. And that is the love that is in the world. Amen. Matthew 10 and 34. You put that up real quick. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. What? For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. Amen. Hallelujah. So what that means is you don't go around hating your mama and daddy. You don't hate your kids. But what it is that you love him with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And it pales, the love you have for mommy and daddy and children and other things, pales in the love that you have for him. He's first. Mama don't like me going to church. I'm sorry, mama, I'm going to church. I'm going to live for God. Oh, my children don't like it because it don't matter what you like. I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to love him with all of my heart and soul and mind and strength. And it causes division. People ain't gonna like it. Mama ain't gonna like it. The preacher down the road ain't gonna like it. But you gotta love this. You gotta love the Lord. That's the first commandment above all things. Hallelujah. And so people come to our churches. They come to church with problems, stresses, crises. Amen. And they find the power. How many know that the power and the presence of God is in this place today? Oh, and he is so loving. He is so willing and so ready to help us when we call on him. He is right there and he comes and he helps us. Hallelujah. But all they want is the benefits. All they want is the help. All they want is my blessing right now, right now. My blessing. You know, there's something about that. That's a beautiful song, and I like it. But some people, that's what they come to church for. It's just to get my little, woo! I'm ready to go home now. They don't love the Jesus that produced the blessing and the help and the salvation. They just love the feelings. Woo! It's beautiful. Amen. They don't. They don't want Jesus. They don't love him. They say they do. They say they love Jesus. But you know they love something in the world, and you can't love both. It's impossible to serve two masters. Jesus said that. You love one and you'll hate the other. You can't love the world and love the Father. Oh, I loved you. No, you love the emotions. You love the benefits. You don't love the Jesus. You hear what I'm saying today? Hallelujah. They don't want no commitment. They don't want to make any sacrifice. Oh, no, that's inconvenient. Amen. They just want the milk. They don't want to have to feed the cow. They don't want to have to take care of the cow. We just want the milk. Hallelujah. They don't want to be married to Jesus. They just want his benefits. You know, our world is producing all of that. You know, the guy looks at the girl and say, hey, chica, hey, good looking. Come on. And man, you're beautiful. And she says, well, you're good looking. And you drive a fancy car with a big boom boxes. Boom, boom. And so we're just going to you know, look, I want you. You know, we're just going to live together. Now, that's our world today, and it's big time in Mexico. And as long as you're skinny and pretty, you know, and you keep cooking them tortillas, I'll stay with you. Well, honey, child, as long as you keep driving that pretty car and you buy that food for me, well, I'm going to stay with you. But now, whenever you get fat and ugly, and whenever you get pregnant, I'm just going to go look for something. Now, it's plain, but it's the truth. That's what's in our world today. Don't expect me to commit myself to you and the kids. Don't expect me to go to work and work for you whenever you're all fat and your hair's uncombed and you got some wrinkles and you ain't got no makeup on anymore. That's the truth. And that's real big in our world. And so in Mexico, they don't stay faithful to their job. They don't stay faithful to a woman. They don't want to get married. No, 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 no. No commitment. No compromisos, man. We ain't getting no obligations here. And so they're not faithful to their children, their wife, their work. And they come to church. They're not faithful to church and they're not faithful to God. Because that culture, that custom of living is carried over in the church. And then preachers have to preach about that. And teach it. You ain't going to be saved. You ain't going to be saved that way. That's right. Because the church is the bride of Christ. And we're going to marry him. But he's not going to receive a prostitute. He is not going to receive an unfaithful bride. He is not going to receive a church that don't love him. That person will be left behind. We have to love him. Amen. When my wife married me. And I said, honey, what's for supper? I don't know. Fix it yourself. Throw something, one of those hot pockets in the microwave. I ain't got time to fool with you. No, she wanted to know, what do you like? I like fried chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy and beans and cornbread and stuff like that. Okay. I'm going to try to do that. And the first chicken she fried was a little raw. And after that, boy, she did a good job. She, you know what? She wanted to please her husband. And whenever you receive the Holy Ghost, when you fall in love with Jesus, whenever he saves you out of sin and washes your sins away, you're supposed to love him. You're supposed to want to know what he wants of you. Hallelujah. There's something wrong. There's something wrong when people, all they want is just the benefits. But when the preacher starts saying, hey, well, you know, you got to be careful what you watch. You got to be careful where you go. You got to be careful what you touch. I don't like that. I don't like that. I heard the preacher this morning preaching on holiness. I don't like all that stuff. Well, you got a problem with your heart. You don't love God. You love something in the world. That's right. You love something in the world. Amen. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Jesus said, I have overcome the world. It cost him his blood. It cost him his life. And you're loving something that he hates. You're loving something that crucified him to a cross. It's impossible for you to be saved. Well, wait a minute. I'm not saying it's impossible for you to ever be saved. I'm saying it's impossible for you to be saved in that condition. Hallelujah. You cannot be saved if you love the world and the things that are in the world. Unless you obey that first commandment. You know, we read a scripture that is so beautiful that Jesus, he is so willing to forgive us of our sins. He washes us of our sins. Amen. While we're loving him and we're serving him and we make mistakes and we fall, we get up. Oh, Jesus, I hate that. I don't want to be that way. Forgive me, Jesus. But people who love those things. Well, Pastor, you know, the truth is you don't love Jesus. You love something in the world. That's it in the nutshell. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you don't love Jesus, put up 1 Corinthians 16:22. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema. Anathema. Anathema is in Spanish. Maranatha, Jesus comes. What is anathema? Cursed. You're cursed. If you don't love Jesus, you're cursed. A cursed thing is not going to get up there. A cursed thing will not come one inch off of the earth when Jesus comes back. You're not going to go. You can. You get it. We live in a very emotional and sensational world. Oh yeah. The world has gotten so emotional. You know, everything is to pull on your emotions. Oh yeah. It's if it feels good to it. It's how you feel. I just don't feel. You know what? We get up in the morning and we go to work. Amen. And we don't feel like it on Monday morning. Oh, I did concrete work. Oh, and when Monday morning came, I felt like death warmed over. But I had to get up and go. You know why? Because it's the right thing to do. That's right. Sometimes we don't feel like it, but we do it because we know it's right. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we have people in Mexico, for instance, that comes and they feel, woo! They sing real pretty and woo! And they feel good. And thank God we have, the Bible says, though, Jesus told the woman at the well, the true worshipers shall worship him in spirit, little s, in spirit and in truth. You know, we have to make decisions based on not only what we feel, but the truth. The truth. But because they make decisions based only on emotions, they don't last. Because if more emotions brings you in, emotions will take you out. It feels so good. But then somebody offends you. You know, Jesus talked about the sower of the seed. There was some seed that fell on the wayside, and there was some that fell on stony ground. And Jesus talked about these are they that receive the word, but they don't get any roots down. They don't get any roots in the word of God and what's true. Amen. It's all emotional. Woo! Oh, yo quiero esto. I want that. Man, that's beautiful. Oh, it feels so good. But the first trial that comes, the first temptation that comes, the first thing that whops them upside the head, they just, woo, I ain't coming to church no more. And so they're unproductive. We have them. We have them here like that. How do you know, brother? I just know. We got them like that here. It's all emotions. You need to make some decisions, amen, that's solid, that is up on the foundation of the word of God. Because there's going to be some trials. There's going to be some things that attack you. And the only thing that's going to keep you is the love of God and the love of the truth. You're not going to make it on emotions. You gotta, and thank God for the emotions, but you got to love this. I married a beautiful, she was a princess. And a few days later, you wake up, you know, and she's all hair's uncombed and her breath and good morning. But you know what? I stayed with her, even though it was pretty rough. She's gropping them out. She don't know how to poach eggs. But you know what? I stayed with her because before God and before men, I made some promises until death doeth part. Why are you talking about your wife? Because the church is the bride of Christ. Amen. There's going to be some rough road. You might as well get ready for it. Jesus said, count the cost. Go ahead, count the cost. You're going to be persecuted. You're going to be hated for his name's sake. There's going to be some trials. There's going to be some temptations. What's going to keep you? The love of God. Loving him with all of your heart and soul and mind and strength. And it's a decision that you have to make. You can love him that way. Glory to God. A lot of people treat Jesus like Santa Claus. What you got in the bag for me? They seek his hands. What you got? Oh, look at all of those blessings. And Jesus, you know, the word of God says seek his face. You got to love the man that's providing all of that. You need to look up into his loving face. And you need to fall in love with him and fall in love with his word. Fall in love with a preacher, with a pastor. Fall in love with the church. This church cost Jesus his life. It cost him his blood. He died for this church. He paid a high price for this church. It's something to be loved and cherished. It's something to be faithful to. It's something that ought to be the biggest thing in our life if you want to be saved. Well, old brother so-and-so sung off key this morning. It's still the church. Well, the preacher preached pretty hard today. Hey, it's God trying to save you. You just keep coming to church and let God work on you. Love him. Love him. Amen. Amen. So many people I got needs, Pastor. I got needs. That's what I hear all of the time. Oh, and how many times I told him it. Jesus said, seek you first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness and all of these other things will be added unto you. You love the man that is the provider. You love the Savior. You love the healer. You love the one that saved you and rescued you and broke the chains and the yoke. And he has everything that you need. He's going to provide for you. He don't abandon his own. A lot of times when people come to the pastor, I ain't got two cents. It's usually God's trying to deal with you and trying to get you to look up. He's doing a little chastising. He's doing a little proving. Amen. But he ain't going to abandon you if you love him and stay faithful to him. Now that's the word of God. And he don't lie. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If all you ever do is love the benefits, but you never fall in love with Jesus, you will never be saved. Because you don't love him. You will love the world. Amen. And the things of the world. No man can serve two masters. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we have people in our church in Mexico, and there's people here, amen, that are unstable, they're uncommitted, they're inconstant, inconsistent, they're not constant, they're up and down, they're in and out, and can just leave Jesus and his church and his pastor that he put in your life like it's nothing. Just turn your back on it. Don't even call the pastor. Maybe later on. Hallelujah. They don't love Jesus. They don't love Jesus. They just want his benefits. They feel better. They feel good about coming to church and feeling the presence of the Lord. And they get a little bit of relief from the problems and the pressure and what Satan, you know, Satan is what, and sin is what produces death in our world. Sin is the problem. Love of the world, love of sin. That's the big problem. But sin is the problem. And so it produces these problems. And we come into the presence of God. And, oh, Jesus, help me. Help me. I've got this problem. I've got that problem. I'm sick or I'm whatever. 10,000 different things. But, oh, God, please help me. And we're in his presence and he touches you. And you feel better. We know one of this church that one morning I prayed for that lady right there. I prayed for her. And she felt better because God renewed her and the Holy Ghost turns right around and goes right back to sin because she didn't love Jesus and she died lost. And that's what a lot of people are doing. They're dying lost because they just love the benefits. They just love the, whoo, I feel better. And then they go right back to doing the same thing. Am I preaching this morning? Hallelujah. You know, 2 Thessalonians talks about that they didn't receive a love for the truth, so God sent them a strong delusion that they would believe a lie and be damned. They think that they're okay. They think they're okay. And the reason God did that is because they didn't love God. They didn't love his truth. It's the first commandment. It's the most important thing to love God with all of your heart and soul and mind and strength. And sometime and somewhere between here and the day you die, you have got to learn this. You've got to learn. You've got to love the Lord with all of your heart and soul and mind and strength and hate the things that he hates. Hate the things that crucified Jesus. Amen. That sent him to the cross. Amen. Hallelujah. And it says that they had pleasure in unrighteousness. They loved the unrighteousness. They had pleasure in it. Now, it's one thing whenever you fall and you make a mistake and you get up and, oh, God, save me. I don't want to be that way. And it's another thing when you have, oh, I'm enjoying this. Oh, Pastor, I couldn't come to church. I had a flat on the car and the kids and you know, my husband or my wife and No, you're having pleasure in sin. You're enjoying it. you better turn to the Lord. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways. I mean, if you'll turn, then he will hear from heaven. You know, if you'll repent, that is the, and now I'm getting to the solution. I want to read you the solution, and I'm going to be better. I mean, done. I'm going to be done. Hallelujah. You know, we can find even in Revelations, amen, that the church in Ephesus, they had a bunch of good things going for them. But Jesus said, there's one thing. You've left your first love. And he said, you better repent and you better do it quick, or I'm going to take that candle out. The light's going to go out. The spirit's going to leave. There's a lot of people that's leaving their first love because iniquity abounds. Their love is waxed cold. Oh, God, we've got to love Jesus. But maybe you say, well, how can I love Jesus? You know, there's people that is just, they're leaving their treasure. This is a treasure. The Bible says that Jesus is the pearl of great price. He said the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure. Oh, he is the fairest of 10,000. He's the bright and morning star. To those that love him, he's the most precious thing in all of the world. But people are selling him. They don't realize the value because they don't love him. But what is the solution? Maybe you feel like, well, I just can't. I just don't. It's not in me to love the Lord. I can't help it. No, you can. You can. And here is the solution. Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 1. And then I'm going to be done. And it shall come to pass when all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse. Blessing if you obey him, curse if you don't love him, which I have set before thee. And thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, whither the Lord thy God hath driven thee. And shalt return unto the Lord thy God, and shalt obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thine heart and with all thy soul, that then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity. Sin is captivity. When you lend your members to sin, you become a servant to that sin. And have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations whither the Lord thy God hath scattered thee. Now verse 6. Here it is. And the Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart and the heart of thy seed to love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. You know what the answer is? Just turn to the Lord, and he will circumcise your heart. He will fix that heart to where you can love him. He will fix your heart to where you can hate sin. The Lord will circumcise your heart. David said, create in me a clean heart. Oh, he can create in you a heart to love him, but you have to turn to him. You have to turn away from sin. You have to get sick of it. You got to get a hatred for it. You got to realize it's killing you. It's killing you here, and it will kill you for all eternity. You've got to realize it is so condemning, this sin, and you're loving death. You got to hate it. You got to turn to God, and God can fix your heart. That's the problem today. I've showed you. There's people here that has a heart problem. They don't understand. Why can't I live for God, maybe? I'm telling you. The reason is because you don't love the Lord with all of thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you love something in the world, or you love the world. It's real simple. You just turn to God. You don't come and pray and just pray until you, woo, I feel better, and then just go on out and keep doing the same old thing. You're bringing more and more condemnation on you. You got to wholly turn to the Lord. Whenever you come to the altar, let's all stand. Whenever you come to the altar, you need to do some genuine repentance, genuine turning to the Lord. Then you go home and you clean house. You kick out everything in there that's condemning, everything that God hates, everything that is lustful, everything that is condemning, everything that is against the holiness of God. Get it out of your house. Get it out of your sight. Cut it from you. Jesus said, if your eye offends you, pluck it out. I think he's talking about if there's something that's in front of your eyes that is causing you to trip up, get it out of your face. If your hand is offending you and causing you to trip up, cut it off. Get something. Get it out of your house. Whatever it is, it's causing you to be condemned before the holy God. Get it away from you. It's time to pray. Why aren't there people in the altar? It's time to pray. Doesn't anybody want to love the Lord today? Maybe you don't love him like you, but if you'll just turn to him, if you'll just turn to the, what are we waiting on? The songs? Are we waiting on, what are we waiting on? Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I don't think I missed it today. I think there is somebody here that is loving the world and they don't love the Father and they don't you want to be saved? Don't you want to be saved? There's hope today. Yes, I've told you. I preached today. Amen. I hope the Word of God showed your problem. But I'm giving you the solution. The Lord has given you the solution. He's given you the remedy. He's not willing that any should perish, but that it all would come to repentance. That is the key. It's repentance. It's just turning to the Lord. Turn to the Lord with all of your heart, and he will break the chains. He will deliver you from the captivity. But you got to turn with all of your heart, all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love him. It's something that's commanded of the Lord. It's something he's expecting. It's something you can do because he will enable you to do it. He will help you to do it today. Please come. Invite someone. Invite someone. Let's examine our heart today. Let's examine our heart. Oh God, I want to make sure. I want to be 100% turned to you, Jesus. The Lord speaking today. Have you got ears to hear? Have you got ears to hear today? The Lord is speaking because he wants to save. He don't want anybody to be lost. Please come. Let's sing today. Oh Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, give us a heart to love you, Jesus. Create within us a clean heart, a pure heart. Circumcise our heart, Lord, that we can love you and hate this world and the things that are in the world. Oh, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming so soon. And iniquity is bounding, and the love of many is waxing cold. Iniquity is everywhere. It's everywhere. It's a decision you gotta make. You gotta turn to the Lord. You gotta decide to love him. You gotta decide to seek him daily, daily, daily. Take up your cross. It's not just a Sunday deal. It's an everyday love affair. You got to love him with all of your heart and soul and mind and strength. There's hope in the house. There's help in the house. The Spirit of the Lord is here. He loves you. He's calling. He's no respecter of persons. His mercy endureth forever. But you got to turn to him. You can't play around. You got to get serious about your salvation.
There's a voice that cries.
Come on, let's call on him today. Let's seek him. Let's examine our hearts.
Searching for a heart that will love him. Longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all. He wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate. He's longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And he says, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. It all today. Bow down, let go of your eyes.